Well, I have not seen these ads, and I'm disappointed that the governor would do this, because what I really want to do is cooperate with the governor and get a solution to our budget and to any other non-budget items that he wants to talk about. So we want to cooperate with him. We should be doing that by meeting, trying to find common ground. Name-calling is really more of what you do when you're campaigning. We're not campaigning. The election's next year. His election was last year. This is the year we should be governing and reaching compromise. So that's what I would urge the governor to do, to come back to the table and stop the ads, and let's just see if we can get together. It's obviously harder to negotiate with somebody if you're name-calling them.
You haven't even seen the ad, and do you plan to watch it? Is it just that you've been busy? I mean, I'm not a big TV watcher either, but they're on YouTube. They're around.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll look at them. But again, I know the nature of them are negative, and if you want to cooperate, and they're personal, and who cares? I mean, let's talk about the people want us to come down here and work, put legislation together, pass a budget, deal with other issues that are of interest and importance, and solve problems, and that's what I want to do.
Is this Democrats getting what they deserve, in a sense, after so many years of being in power, having more money, campaign brochures that I would say at times walk up to the line of truth? You know, here's a Republican that now has money, and all's fair in politics and campaigning, and to that extent, it's connection to governing.
Yeah, the problem is we're not campaigning. We're governing. We're down here in Springfield. There's no election this year. And so we have to pass a budget. We've passed one. The governor is looking at it. We want to make sure he signs it. If he doesn't want to sign it, he wants to reduce the spending because he doesn't think it's balanced, that's fine. He can do that. If he wants us to add some money, some revenues, because he thinks it's short, we'll talk to him about that as well. If he's got some other items that he wants to discuss that are not budget related, we're open to it. But we need to do the people's business here and get our work done. And if we don't, we have stand the risk of the schools not opening. So it's not like it's not a small, this is a really major job that we have here that we have to get back to. And I think people want us to be serious. The campaign-type tactics are not appropriate now. And we're not certainly doing that now at all. I'm not doing it at all as well.
Do you believe that the governor is almost pushing for a shutdown so that he can achieve some of these missions that he's put out there, that it will, maybe look bad on Democrats? They've been around for a dozen years, can't get their acts together, that whatever his strategy is, that he wants government to get to that point in the precipice.
I have no idea what his motivation is. I just know how important the state budget is. That's what he was elected to do, was to run the state. And he can't spend any money if he doesn't have the authorization to do it. We've given him the authorization. He says he won't sign the bill until other things happen. So let's talk about what those things have to be. Come back to governing. That's all. It's that simple. Govern, don't campaign, don't name call. We'll sit down. We're willing to compromise and talk about everything he wants to talk about.
He also says that he's around. He actually was reminiscent to me of Governor Pat Quinn when he said, I'm here day and night. I don't need a lot of sleep. I'm ready and willing to work. He says he wants to meet, and he has a good relationship with you. You've dined socially with your wives, for example. But it sounds like you haven't talked with him a ton, or he hasn't come forward with negotiating points. So what am I missing? How often do you speak with one another, or do you feel as if he's moving the target too much, or what?
Well, we met last week, made some proposals with regard to some of his proposals and some counter proposals and some solutions to some of the problems. I've met with Senator Redonio, my Republican counterpart, to see if we can work through some compromises. So I think progress is being made. I meet with the Speaker and talk to him about the House's point of view. And so I think there's plenty of time in the next couple of weeks for us to reach agreement on these major issues. These things are not new for us. I mean, these topics that he wants to talk about, dealing with workers' comp or property tax freezes, these are things which we've actually worked on recently in terms of especially workers' comp, something that major reforms that passed a few years ago that the benefits of which are just coming to fruition. Rates have been coming down dramatically, and so these are things which might be new for him, and we'd like to educate him would be the proper word, but also learn what his concerns are. I think a lot of times people campaign based on certain beliefs of what the facts are, and when he gets into office, he realizes there's a little more complicated than that. And I think that's what might be going through the governor's mind. So, again, we're more than happy to sit down and cooperate with him. He's the governor. He's the one that has to run the state. We have the obligation of passing a budget. We've done that. He's the one that said he won't sign it as is. So, although he says he's willing to be for revenue if we want to. So that's a positive thing. He's not doctrinaire in that he's a no tax under any circumstances guy. So let's just work on the things that he says he needs that are non-budget items, and I'm willing to do that.
But with so many organizations and people dependent on a budget passing, and with this impasse going on, if you met last week, I mean, is it at the point that you should be talking every day? He's the governor. There's a whole lot there to discuss. Seems like that might be prudent. Is that not happening enough?
No, I think, let's make it clear, we are negotiating with Republicans from a Democratic Senate leader's point of view. First, we have to make sure we're on the same page with our House counterparts. I've talked to Senator Bordonio, and I think there's communication going between the Republicans and the governor as well. So I think progress will be made, is being made, and it has to happen, though, before really July 1st or shortly thereafter, because that's when, if the government doesn't function, people will who don't know much about state government will learn, unfortunately, a lot about state government and what we do and how important what we do is to the economy of the state. And so I'm pretty confident we're not going to have a shutdown. I think we can reach some compromises with the governor on the areas that he wants to talk about once he understands the background of what we've been doing here in the last 6 years and the progress we've made. So I'm optimistic.
Obviously, in order to enact the policies that you want, you need to have members. Right now, you have a super majority, but there are, I think, what, two-thirds of the Senate is up next year? You got to worry about the politics, I guess, at some point. What is your strategy for keeping a supermajority? Do you have senators that are scared, especially with this ad? Are you going to combat it?
This year is not the election year. My strategy is to do a good job on the policy, do a good job on being a senator and being a caucus and helping the state of Illinois solve some major problems. And if that's what happens, I'll worry about next year.
Are you getting pressure to try and combat this ad now that it is there? Member saying, hey, let's do something?
No.